Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Riggs and Allie. Riggs and Allie. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Who are you most excited to see at the halftime Super Bowl show, Riggs?
All of the above. By the way, Snoop Dogg turns 50 today. Happy birthday.
I saw him posting about his birthday.
Snoop is 50 today.
Nice. It's well, I'm birthday. Talking about Dr. Dre.
Oh, okay.
He apparently was served with divorce documents at a cemetery as he was laying his grandmother to rest. True story. What? In Los Angeles, the woman who helped raise him, I guess that was the only place they could serve him. You can't find Dr. Dre, you go to a funeral. Now, some people say there's a whole like argument over whether Dr. Dre was actually confronted about by the process server at the funeral.
Right.
Some people say somebody came up to him at the burial as he was standing by his grandmother's casket and tried serving him. Other people say no, he was served in the parking lot after the burial. That's nonsense. Either way, he was pissed. He wouldn't accept the documents from the person. He walked off.
When you serve someone, it was Pineapple Express with Seth Rogen. He played like a guy that had to serve people legal papers. Yeah. Do you have to like catch them off guard and confirm that they're the person when you serve them? Because in the movie, they made it look like it was tough to do. Like you had to track people down and catch them and make sure that they were who they really were to give them legal documents.
Yes.
Like, is that what the way it is? So
don't ask me. Ask the movie people because they always do.
Real. Like, is that real the way life is? So is somebody like, well, Dr. Dre, we have to catch him somewhere where he's going
to
be.
We have to let him know that there are documents out there for him legally. But
and the only place we could find him was at his grandmother's funeral or his mother's funeral, unfortunately. I don't know.
Crazy, right?
Right?
The law will find you, apparently.
They'll find you.
Wow.
Well, it's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Good morning.
How's it going this morning?
It's going. I had so many questions for you because I saw that your post, was it on Facebook maybe? And then
And Instagram too, yeah.
And I saw, or I heard the commercial of you talking about your podcast, Riggs.
Yeah.
And you said you interviewed a guy with schizophrenia. Is that right?
That's correct.
And I have so many questions because I know that even I have so many like ideas and stigmas in my head.
Uh-huh.
I know nothing about schizophrenia. I know a lot of people just picture it as being, you know, scary. So I have questions because you talk to someone living with it who manages it.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's probably really misrepresented.
Totally is.
In the world and what it actually is. So I need to know the story. What does that mean that he has schizophrenia? What happened? What kind of things happened to him? You know what I mean?
So I have a podcast, Riggs Off the Radio, where I talk about a lot of mental health stuff. I've talked about depression, anxiety, PTSD, but I've never talked about schizophrenia. And I've always been curious, like you, about it. And I came across this guy. He goes by the name the Schizophrenic Hippie on TikTok and Instagram.
Okay.
And he blew up on TikTok because he started talking about schizophrenia.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it can be auditory hallucinations. It can be visual hallucinations.
What do you
like
mean?
Hearing voices in your head. So I'll let him explain it because I asked him, I go, basically, what is schizophrenia? Here's his name is Cody Green, the schizophrenic hippie.
I want to hear.
Yeah. So schizophrenia is a disorder in which it causes hallucinations, delusions, and paranoia. A lot of people get it mixed up with multiple personality disorder, which is now dissociative identity disorder. And the difference between the two is that someone with schizophrenia is going to experience people around them, voices around them, mm-hmm. whereas someone with DID has different personalities within them. So there are, you know, there is that constant confusion between the two. Schizophrenia is, in a best word to describe it, a hallucination disorder. It primarily causes hallucinations, delusions, and paranoia. I primarily deal with now just visual and auditory hallucinations. I did used to deal with delusions and paranoia before I was medicated.
So the medication, it can, yes, you can live a normal life if you get medicated correctly, right?
Yes, and he told me
a
story.
Scary.
He told me a story once about a time he was in the library during college, mm-hmm. and the librarian came over and kicked him out because he was being too loud. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I couldn't understand why she was kicking me out and not the guy that I was talking to that was being loud. Mm-hmm. There was nobody there with him. He was by himself.
Oh, geez.
He was sitting there by himself.
Talking to himself.
Yes. So he was like, I had to come to terms with the fact that I literally thought there was somebody there that talking to. The librarian came and kicked me out. He goes, why are you kicking me out? He's the one you should be kicking out. And he went, oh, I see what's going on.
Did he have to stop in the moment and tell the librarian, I'm schizophrenic. I'm I'm having a moment.
Right.
Oh, no, that's so upsetting.
But now he says,
suck.
Like when he's working at home, he has two cameras on him because he says, basically with schizophrenia, when he sees on his phone that nobody is there, it helps his brain process that it's just a hallucination. It's happening in his mind.
He looks at the camera.
He has to see the camera.
Alone. Wow.
Yes. So he always has a camera running. And he puts this stuff on his TikTok where he's talking to nobody. But then he picks up his phone and he looks at it and he goes, okay, there's nobody there.
This is so deep because mental health, it's hard to have that awareness about your sickness or your brain being sick.
Yeah, and schizophrenia is so rare. The suicide rates are high. It's hard to medicate. People that have it don't know they have it.
Are the suicide rates high because it's so, that'd be like a prison in my mind.
It would be, yeah.
For people, how painful.
For people that don't know what's going on, could you imagine?
No.
Someone that doesn't have the wherewithal to go and seek out help
and what's even worse is there's ways to help.
Yeah.
Like there's medications that you can live a normal life like Cody with schizophrenia. I just didn't know anything about it. And I know the stigma is like people think scary things. They think, you know, wow. But I'm fascinated by how he's managing it too.
Yeah. And he started the whole nonprofit organization because he's been to prison because he had an addiction because of the schizophrenia.
His mental health, his schizophrenia. Yep. Of course, it's a cycle, right?
He recovered and then he was like, I wanted a second chance to be able to go and get work. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to get work once you've been in prison, and B, you have a mental health condition. Unfortunately, a lot of places still judge on that. Mm-hmm. So his thing is he gives people a second chance. He lives in Wisconsin. So he's over in La Crosse, La Crosse area.
Wow.
And I put the whole podcast up. It's called Riggs Off the Radio, my podcast. You can find it on our website at 1037kissfm.com.
You said you interviewed with someone with schizophrenia, I was dying to know more. I was like, I have so many questions because
I was dying
have my
to talk
own
to
biases
guy.
In my head and my own stigmas. So.
We all do. We all do. And until you educate yourself, you're dumb to it and you're ignorant. It's like anything in life, really.
And how many people could use help probably that don't even know, you know?
So shout out to that guy, the schizophrenic hippie.
Wow.
Riggs Off the Radio is the podcast.
Interesting.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Yo, heads up, 4394 southbound is closed at Drexel as of right now. Mm-hmm. So find an alternate route.
And for the people that go, wait, what'd you just say?
Yes, 4394 southbound at Drexel. Right at Drexel, like the
Oak
Creek.
You're headed toward Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Yep. Hop off at Ross and go to 27th Street. Take that. There's your bypass.
There you go.
Go around that way. Do you remember the little Fisher Price phone that we used to have when we were little with the face on the front and the wheels?
Do I ever?
And the little circle, the rotary dial.
You'd
have to dial it all old school.
Yes.
Fisher Price is reviving it for the holiday season.
No.
And they are making it Bluetooth enabled.
Are they going to make a VCR and a fax machine next?
Hey, they just might, Allie.
What
they
the
just
hell?
Might.
Knock it off already, Fisher Price. Okay, we're good.
They still sell the $10 one that just has the little, you can dial the rotary. You don't even have, rotary phones don't exist anymore.
My kids would never understand what a rotary phone is. They've never seen one. They wouldn't even believe we use pay phones if I told them.
No.
They wouldn't believe it.
You would show it, you would pick up a handset and you have to dial something. What do you mean?
I wouldn't
Where's
even,
the camera?
Where's the phone number? I wouldn't even know your phone number. if you asked me to call you from a payphone, I'd be like, well, I'm screwed.
They're just trying. I had one in the 90s, but it was just a hand-me-down from whoever had it before.
Did.
It was just from somebody else that had it that gave it to you,
and
you played with it for a while.
And then you had a cordless phone. Now, that's what I want Fisher-Price to bring back, the kid cordless phone.
back the cordless phone.
With the big antenna sticking up.
Oh, my God, dude.
Not the cell phone, just the cordless phone.
And they were always tan and all gross-looking.
And then, if you lost the phone in the house, forget about it.
Uh-huh.
Like, if your brother Jimmy left it on his bed and walked off and nobody could find the cordless phone, and then
everybody's
the cordless
screwed.
Phone was dead because you had to charge it.
Yep. Or you,
oh,
yeah.
God.
You couldn't do that.
Damn, I'm old. Okay, memories be
you're
gone.
Not old. You're vintage.
I'm very antique these days. Thank you.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So the Fisher-Price phone will be $60 if you want the Bluetooth one.
Get $60. The F out of here. Okay, I don't want it. And I sure as hell don't want it for $60.
I don't want it for $60 either.
Literally, a VCR is going to be $60 next.
It used to be hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, which is even funnier.
So look for that to hit the shelves this holiday season. The old school Fisher-Price phone.
Wow.
It's back.
Hi.
Yo.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, it's official. Kanye West is now... Yay.
Yay.
I love it that he changed his name to Yay legally, but on this show we call him Yay. a judge approved his request to formally change his name from Kanye Omari West to just Yay.
Okay.
Or Yay.
Yay.
So he has no middle name and no last name.
Oh, he's just, he's like,
he legally,
like Diddy when Diddy just went to Diddy.
Kanye and Omari and West, all gone. Kim's like, what the hell? I got your last name for nothing now?
Uh-huh.
Now you have this guy's last name, and
how
he does doesn't even have it.
No, she still keeps it, I'm
yeah.
sure.
So he went in, he petitioned for the name change, and he got it. So there you go.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Sorry, I felt like I had to play that.
Did I flinch when you
no
played
No objections?
That? No objections in the court, Your Honor.
Facts. Facts. Is this woman a jerk? And this is probably one of the more extreme ones that we've discussed. Yeah. By the way, you can always if you wonder if there's a situation where you're wondering, am I the jerk for mm-hmm. what happened? You can always reach out to us. Mm-hmm. We'll plead your case on the radio for you.
And we'll even keep your name a secret if you want.
Yeah.
So unless you're the jerk. No, I'm just kidding. I'm teasing.
So this is from Sam, and Sam says, "When I was in junior high school, I was bullied almost every day for 3 years by the same girl." Mm-hmm. "She made my life such a living hell that I almost considered ending my own life twice. I also had other underlying mental health conditions that I've since gotten help for. But during our senior year, she died in a car accident."
Oh, my. The bully died.
The bully died, yeah.
Oh, wow.
"Said it was the first day that I felt peace since I was in sixth grade."
Aww.
"It's been 4 years since she passed away, but ever since, on the anniversary of her death, I celebrate my independence from that bully."
She didn't feel scared of the bully because the bully was dead. Oh my God, this is so deep and savage and screwed up. Okay,
right?
Keep going.
She goes, "But my boyfriend thinks that I'm sick and twisted for and evil for celebrating someone's death.
Right.
I just think that I'm celebrating my freedom from that chapter in my life. So, am I a jerk?"
Dude. This is some deep ish.
Isn't it?
Because when you have someone, maybe an abuser or a bully, whatever you want to call it, in your life, it's hard to get. Some people can't get away from them. So to know that they're not in existence around you, I would think, makes you feel a little bit safer.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a lot of people, a lot of us go through bullying, and it's hard, but you also need the right tools and counseling, because there's always going to be bullies.
Yeah.
You're always going to have to learn how to cope with them, right? Yeah. Even because there's always, and though it's getting worse with social media.
Mm-hmm.
So
I could also say
that both sides.
I know. I could say that she is a jerk too, because the bully, although was a bully, probably had her own underlying issues.
Yes, you're not
bullying. Was probably mistreated at home. Mm-hmm. Who knows what?
Yes.
And that was now tragically killed in a car accident. That was someone's sister, someone's daughter, someone's cousin, someone's friend. So,
and was the bully just a young 11-year-old who was in her own dark place, like you said, maybe getting abused at home or whatever? And then, oh my gosh, so many.
Is she a jerk for being happy and celebrating the anniversary of her bully's death in a car crash.
Dying to hear what our listeners think, honest to God.
Call or text 414-799-1037. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. All right, it's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Let's recap this very savage Am I the Jerk?
Yes. Our listener Sam wants to know if she's the jerk. So here's what happened. She was bullied in high school, junior high. The bully was killed in a car accident her senior year. Since then, she celebrated her independence from the bully. So the anniversary of her death, she's been celebrating it. Her boyfriend thinks she's sick and twisted. Is she a jerk for celebrating the death of her bully?
I'm dying to hear what the listeners say because I'm reading your texts and some people say it's okay to be happy, but you shouldn't announce it to the world that you're happy she died kind of thing. Like, keep it to yourself and enjoy it. But I don't know. I'm dying to hear what people have to say.
Yeah. Who we got on the phone this morning?
We got Jessica in Racine this
morning. Awesome. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Do you think Sam is a jerk?
So I don't think she's necessarily, I wouldn't use the word jerk because she's not hurting someone else or like doing something to someone else, but I do think she's a little morbid.
Fair. Fair.
Okay.
So,
because she's celebrating somebody's death, essentially?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little dark. I would more like, you know, you want to celebrate your personal joys quietly or something so morbid. Maybe just have a private like celebration. You don't need to share with your people that you
totally.
I liked her reaction. All right,
Jessica, you're a funny. You're a delight this morning.
So, Jessica, you say she's. You say she is. So, you want to say she is or is not a jerk? You had to pick one or two.
No.
Okay. Not a jerk.
You know what I love about you, Jessica, is you're afraid to admit that she's not a jerk for wanting someone dead.
Right.
That's what we're getting real on the radio this morning.
You don't want to be
at 100, people.
You don't want to be morbid either. That's okay.
No, but she's in her mind. She gets it, but at the other end, she's like, this is.
Well, don't worry.
I'm anybody, the other person can't be offended.
Right. Exactly.
Solid point. Good. Jessica, you have talked us into not feeling bad.
Thank you, Jessica. We appreciate you listening this morning. Alyssa is listening in Pell Lake this morning, down by Lake Geneva. What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Alyssa,
so I don't think she's a jerk. I think that everything she's feeling is completely valid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's finally free.
So you're saying it's...
Everyone has a life soul contract. And I look at when I heard the story at first, it's like, okay, that girl got her karma. Even though she was getting abused or whatever at home, I mean, it doesn't take away from what she's doing to somebody else because it's still wrong. And if that girl feels free, then this is her time to live.
Okay.
Okay.
So you say not a jerk.
Not a jerk. That's two in a row.
All right.
Two in a row.
Yeah, it is. Thank you for calling, Alyssa.
Yes,
appreciate
girl.
You listening.
Thank you.
Down
Thank
in
you.
Pell Lake. I'm glad we get down in Pell Lake.
Yeah, nice. Exactly. Carrie's in Waukesha.
All right, Carrie, good morning. Is our friend Sam a jerk for celebrating?
Being glad her bully died in a car accident, essentially.
Celebrating the anniversary of their death?
Absolutely not.
Not?
Mm. I think it would be different if she were making posts on Facebook or calling this girl's parents saying, you know, haha, your bully daughter's dead. But she's not even really celebrating the death. She's celebrating her freedom. We have to go off of her words.
Yeah.
You know, and even if this person wasn't a bully, if she's doing it privately, who are we to judge?
Right.
You know, I feel like we've all done some questionable things with questionable morals where we can all be a jerk. But in this case, I don't think so. She's doing it privately. She's not, you know, announcing it to people or
she's not going up to the family.
Yeah, like you said. All right.
Yeah, you know, she's being sensitive about it at least. And I think what's important to remember, she's not celebrating the death. She's celebrating her freedom.
Her freedom, which people have texted in about when you get away from an abuser, a lot of people
it could be
tend to celebrate
if
that.
If she moved away.
Exactly. It's almost like a new birthday,
but,
you know, or something like that. So I think it's important to focus on that. I don't think she's a jerk at all.
Right. Okay. And Carrie, you know what? I'll agree with you on that. And I think the only thing that I really feel like I need to get out as we're talking about this is something somebody texted in that, you know, if she had really moved on and done the therapy and dealt with all the issues, she wouldn't even be celebrating because she wouldn't even be thinking about it. So on one
That's
end, I go, well, you know, there were issues she had to work out on her own because
Absolutely.
It was years later when this bully died.
Yeah.
They hadn't, you know, they hadn't. So
I go back, you know, I want to
be, you know,
it's important both sides.
I don't know. We all deal with stuff in weird ways sometimes. But yeah, I think some therapy, some actual therapy would, wouldn't hurt.
Mm-hmm. Nope, not at all. Yeah. All right, so that's three in a row, not the jerk.
Yes.
Three. So wow. Thank you so much for calling this morning.
Did that's I almost articulate a unanimous. That correctly?
What
you I was did. Trying to say, like, it's you're allowed to privately be free from this person.
But she still needs to work through her own issues.
Her own stuff.
So that she doesn't have to even acknowledge the date. She's moved on from it.
And she doesn't want to be in a situation again with another bully that she doesn't know how to handle. Yeah. That can be worked out too as well. You can work through some of these things in therapy where you go, wow, I put up with bullies because I was bullied or something. You know, there's so many moving parts, right?
So the boyfriend can cut her some slack. Survey says, not a jerk.
Not a jerk.
Not
all
a jerk.
Three, man.
Yes. And a lot of the text too. So thank you.
Yeah. Doja Cat. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hey, good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Mm-hmm. More Coldplay tickets tomorrow morning at 7:45. You just missed them. You just missed them. What are you doing now?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Still got chances.
You still got chances. You can also listen with our Audacy app. So if you get to where you're going, just download the app for free. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Audacy. Download it for free. So how much will you be spending for Halloween this year, Allie? If you had to add it up, this is counting like your candy and stuff for trick-or-treating, costumes for your kids, and the Squid Game costume that you and I are both waiting to arrive, hopefully by Halloween. Uh-huh. How much do you think you'll be dropping on Halloween?
I didn't think about this till you asked me, and now I'm angry.
Why?
Like 150 when I think about it, because my costume, 40.
Yep.
We're being Squid Game this year, me and Riggs.
Yep, you're being player one, I'll be player 456.
Correct.
Yep.
And they need costumes, and then the candy.
The kids need
so
costumes.
So it adds up. When you think about it, it's like, damn.
Yep. People spending the most at Halloween are parents, because you got kids.
And school parties that you donate to. I mean, all of these things add up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we need napkins. Okay.
Yep.
I fair, but it all adds up, right? Uh-huh.
The other people spending the most on Halloween, Generation Z, Gen Z, people born like after 96 because of FOMO. They have FOMO about Halloween because other people will be dressed up. Other people will have parties and costumes, and they don't want to miss out. So they end up spending a bunch of money on Halloween stuff.
Trying to be part of it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I've spent about $100.
Do you give out candy?
No. Nobody ever comes trick-or-treating to our house.
Right. You have one of those weird neighborhoods.
Very weird. We've never had it. And no, granted, there are kids that are getting older, so they might come this year.
Uh-huh.
Because they've seen these kids growing up, so we'll have a little bit on hand.
I live in the neighborhood that people come to, and I'm like, we're not rich. Like, you know that, right? Like, I remember when kids used to go to the side of town they thought had better candy. I'm like, just for the record.
Yeah.
I don't have awesome candy. It's going to be just like the candy you get in your town, just for the record.
Last year, we didn't have any. We got a trick-or-treater. Thank God my wife is not thank God. My wife's a type 1 diabetic, so she always has candy on hand. She had fruit snacks, so we were like, here, have some fruit snacks, kid.
Some kid's like, I stopped at Riggs' house and his wife gave me fruit snacks out of her purse. It was the weirdest trick-or-treating I've ever had.
Happy Halloween, kid. There you go.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I meant what I said. Normally, we get annoyed by trolls because they're just bored with too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
But this is funny. I'm sorry. J-Lo, who got cheated on by Alex Rodriguez publicly.
Yeah.
She's now with Ben Affleck, which we're happy about. Bennifer's back, okay?
Yeah, baby.
But Alex Rodriguez is still out there.
Yes.
And so he was commentating at a MLB game for the Red Sox, which would be the big, you know,
the
rivalry between New York and Boston.
Oh, so he's already in enemy territory.
He's already in enemy territory. So what did they start chanting while he was sitting there at the desk? They're right next to him. He refused to turn around, but the crowd kept chanting, J-Lo! You ready for this? Here we go.
J-Lo!
Dude,
that
I love
on and on.
I love mob mentality like that in sporting events. That's great.
Well, especially when you're a douche like Alex Rodriguez, then it's actually funny. I'm like, keep it coming, man.
J-Lo! J-Lo!
J-Lo!
I'm going to be around the guys that started that chant. They're like, bro, let's start a J-Lo chant.
Well, in fairness, he's a moron. He cheated on Jennifer Lopez. I mean, you couldn't find a more successful, amazing, beautiful woman
yeah.
at 50.
Yeah.
And you're texting reality stars. Yeah, get a grip.
She was ready to settle down with you, bro.
He's a moron. He didn't deserve J-Lo.
No, he didn't.
We know that, and we're glad it's over, and they never actually got married. It just sucks for the kids.
And she can do better than him. She's got
yes.
Ben now.
Who I think's a step up?
I guess an upgrade?
I think.
Maybe. Yes. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. It's that time of the year again.
It's supposed to be fun, but it mm-hmm. just made me wonder, who did it?
It just gave you a bunch of anxiety.
Show yourself. Who are you? Who are you?
What happened?
Well, I didn't bring the actual paper to work to read it to you.
Okay.
But my kids and I, we got booed last night. Which I forgot was a thing. We talk about this every year, and then I forget it's a thing until someone boos me. Which sounds funny, because it sounds like someone's going, boo.
Boo, get off the boo. Stage. Boo.
But no, it's like a Halloween tradition that people, I don't know who the hell started this booing stuff, but where you drop something off on someone's doorstep mm-hmm. with a note that says, you've been booed.
Mm-hmm.
But that happened last night, and so the doorbell rang, scared the hell out of me at like 7:30 at night. It was dark.
Yeah.
I jumped up. I was in the living room with Hudson watching a movie. I jumped up. I went outside. I turned on the outside light, and I thought it was a ding-dong ditch.
Ah.
And then I looked down, and there was a thing of candy that said, you've been booed. Now, the funny thing is, it's dark. So now I'm lit up on the porch going, who left this? Because they had to be running.
Yes.
There's no way they didn't see me come out and get it. They had to be outside watching me in the dark.
Is there any place they could hide in your yard? Do you have like they hide behind the tree or something?
But I go outside, and it says, you've been booed. I go, oh, we got booed. And then I go, who did this? Hello? I'm like in the neighborhood. I have no clue. And it says, you've been booed. Now you have to spread the love and boo two more people in the neighborhood.
Two? Okay.
And I'm like, okay, so my neighbors are very crafty.
They are.
Very crafty. This is very them. Mm-hmm. But I got other neighbors who have a small baby,
mm-hmm.
and they've been known to leave candy on my porch. And mm-hmm. then I got another set of neighbors that I'm friends with who has kids my age that totally get into Halloween. So I'm like, lost. I have no idea who left this for me.
You're not supposed to know who it is.
Know,
that's the point of the booing.
That drives me nuts. Why can't you leave me you've been booed by my friend, like Gina booed me 1 year. Why can't Gina leave a note? Like, I loved it.
Because that ruins the boo, dude. You don't want to ruin the boo.
The boo. Am I wrong for wanting to know who booed me?
Yes. What you can do to thank? Is it because you want to thank them?
Yes.
Well, here's what
someone
you do.
Someone gave all my kids all this stuff.
You thank them by passing it on to someone else. That's how you thank them. You pass on the torch of the booing.
Right, but I don't want to do that. I want to thank them personally.
But then I would like to booze somebody. I want to give them little airplane bottles of booze.
Right.
I might do that to
smart.
I might do that to one of our neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Because they were nice to us earlier this year.
Uh-huh.
Like one of my neighbors mowed my grass when I was broken earlier this year. Uh-huh. Super nice. The other neighbors brought us food. Maybe I'll booze them for Halloween.
I'll give you my sheets that say you've been booed, and then you add booze to it.
You have to put one on your window now so you don't get booed again, by the way.
I'm not letting anybody know I already got booed. If you want to bring me free stuff, you bring me free stuff and set it on my porch.
But that's not cool to do. This could be an Am I the Jerk? Because I'm not booing people back.
Is Allie the Jerk for not booing? Tomorrow at 7:30
yes.
is Allie the Jerk for not booing people back.
That's what we'll do tomorrow morning.
All right.
Perfect.
Because I just
write
want the
down.
Booze. I don't want to boo anyone back.
I would say you are. But
your thoughts on booing, by the way. 414-799-1037. Do you get booed? Do you boo people back? Are you the one who's... It's like starting the wave.
Yes. I want to know if you start... Did you start the boo?
Yes.
Who started the boo? 414-799-1037. Is that person willing to call in and say, I started the boo?
Let's find out.
Maybe you did. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM. Spooky season. Means unwanted things at your porch, like children wanting candy.
You make me sound so ungrateful the way this has been set up, but I guess it is what it is. I got booed last night, which I forgot was a thing until every Halloween somebody boos me, meaning they put stuff on my porch for my kids
yeah.
with a you've been booed sign. There's candy. There was a pumpkin straw, like lots of cool little things. But I don't know who the hell left it.
Was there stuff in there
problem.
For your kids so they knew you had kids?
It was all clear? Kids.
Okay, good.
It was like a bunch of M&Ms. You know, it was a treat box. It was really cool and sweet.
Your views on the booze, 414-799-1037.
Pam's in Milwaukee.
Morning, Pam.
Hey, Pam. Riggs is burping. Hold on. Hey, Pam.
Sorry, I was just eating something.
That was hell of a timing there.
Sorry. Go ahead, Pam. What are your views on... What's that?
What do they say? Better to burp and bear the shame than not to burp and bear the pain.
Ah, yes.
Fair.
Let it out. It's better out than in. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't get booed at Halloween, but at Easter time, I came home from work, mm-hmm. and there was an Easter basket by my side door with this homemade sign that says, "You've been egged." I'm like, what? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
But
Easter candy in there, this really cute little pair of, like, you know, stretchy tight pants with different colored eggs on. And I'm
what?
Like, wow. And to this day, I've never found out who it was.
Well, do you celebrate Easter? How do they know? Like, that would be like me leaving Easter stuff at Allie's house, or her leaving, like, matzah at my house for Passover.
Well, they have to know I'm Jewish in order for that to make sense. Like, I don't do Easter because I'm Jewish, but my kids do it, like, with their dad, so I'll get into the spirit. And like Pam, I've been egged, too, but there was booze in it.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. It was for Mama. It was booze for Mama, candy for the kids. It was great.
Well, you were lucky. They could have left a bottle of Bailey's in there, and I'd be smiling all day.
Right?
Oh, nice. You're a Bailey's girl, Pam.
So Pam got egged. Did you egg someone then to pay it forward?
I didn't.
Me neither.
I was just so consumed with trying to find out who it was, and I kept looking at my daughter, and she was, Mom, what was it?
Unbelievable.
And I'm like,
Pam's like me. She wants to know who left it so she can thank them. It's so hard.
You probably take from the take a penny, leave a penny, and never leave a penny, do you?
Oh, here we go. That's a bit of a stretch, Riggs.
No, I'm the weird one. I'm the weird one. I do leave a penny. I have a food movie
that's all right. So you've not been booed, but you were egged during Easter time. All right, Pam. Which is the same thing.
And she never returned the favor.
Thank you for calling this morning.
Thanks, Pam. Eileen is in Oconomowoc. She was a little nervous, Rig. She said she's never called in before. I said, we got you, Eileen.
Eileen, good morning.
We got you, girl.
You're
Welcome to the show. Welcome.
I know it's with you, a woman with one leg named Eileen.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Oh,
Riggs, stop.
What?
The joke from all the years.
What?
She's never heard that in her life, have you, Eileen?
What,
never.
I'm trying to make her comfortable, Allie. What do you think about getting booed, Eileen? Did this happen to you? Did you start a boo?
No, actually, we're from Milwaukee, and we moved a year ago to Oconomowoc, and we got booed twice this year, and I was like, what is that? So I went to work, and I asked my boss, and he's like, you've never been booed? I'm like, no.
Wow.
So we got booed twice. We did give two, like, Halloween baskets out, and we did, like, a theme.
Mm-hmm.
A movie theme and then a baking theme.
Wow.
And then we also gave little food bottles to the parents as well.
Okay.
Felt bad.
So you went above and beyond.
It's a little pricey.
Yes, thank you.
Spending like $60.
Right.
And I was like, we can't do a boo again because I got bills.
Yeah. Amen,
fair.
Eileen. This is so relatable. Like, it costs money to re-boo someone as well, depending on, you don't know someone's situation. Do you want to go spend $60 on candy? Then they're not even going to know it's from you.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be for the thought. I get it.
Yeah, it was very thoughtful, and I think it's an awesome idea. And I really want to know who booed us so I can say thank you.
Yeah.
But instead, guess we'll never know.
But you just went up a level with the theme booze. That's crazy. All right.
Totally.
Well, thank you for calling, Eileen. Appreciate you listening. Call more often. You can call anytime.
Yes.
See, was that so bad? It wasn't so bad, was it?
No, a little scary, but thanks. You guys have a good day.
You too.
She said a little scary.
A little bit.
Aw, Eileen, you were great. Tiffany's in Racine.
Tiffany, we're talking about getting booed.
Hey, girl.
I say boo on the booze, okay?
I love it. Go ahead.
I absolutely hate it, but my kids love it. The reason why I hate it is because it's just another thing I have to do during all this crazy holiday stuff.
Yes.
So. And then half of it ends up all over my living room and then in the garbage.
Yes!
Yeah.
Tiffany.
It drives me nuts.
Let me just leave you with this story. I'll leave you, Riggs, and the listeners.
What?
We got the thing last night. My kids fought over the candy. I sorted that out. I thought about what Tiffany said about how now I got to go buy stuff, which added another layer to things I don't have time for.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 10 p.m. at night, I heard a little voice. I was dead asleep, Riggs.
Yeah.
Mommy? You know how the mom, we open our eyes. Yes, Hudson. What are we going to do with the rest of that candy we got tonight?
Oh, of course he wants to know.
10 o'clock at night, he got out of bed and woke me up to ask me, how we were going to disperse the rest of the booed. And I thought, this is not a problem at 10 o'clock at night.
But somebody made it your problem now.
See?
Somebody gave you a problem.
And again, here I sound ungrateful, Tiffany, but I'm really grateful. It's just the damn kids have to ruin it.
And then I get mom guilt if I don't do it, and then my kids judge me if I don't do it.
Mom guilt.
Right.
Just lie to your kids. Say, oh, I totally dropped it off earlier. It's been done. They've done been booed back.
Last year, we got booed twice accidentally because I didn't put the sign up, so I ended up using one of those baskets to boo them.
Yes.
Well, totally. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Take the boo that they give you and give it back.
Yeah, why go buy a new basket when you can use that one?
Reboo it. That's great. All right.
I love the reboos.
The reboos. Thank
you.
Thank you for calling this morning.
Well, to whoever booed me and my family, thank you. My kids love it. I wish I knew who you were so I could thank you in person. So now I'm going to get the whole neighborhood drunk until somebody tells me.
Okay. I'm going to move to your neighborhood if that's the case. That's awesome. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Got something.
Oh, whoops. That was the wrong button. So,
Never been more proud of this city. I've never been more proud of this city at this moment.
Right.
So proud of this. Go ahead, Riggs.
So the Bucks won their, the first time in 50 years, obviously, last year. We won the, this year. Crap, that was this year. It was in July when they won.
Like three months ago. What is wrong with you?
Last season is what I meant.
Last season. Yes, yes.
So this, they announced yesterday the Bucks, for the first time in team history, they have sold out of regular season tickets.
I was blown away when I saw this last night. I went, oh my gosh, the Bucks have never had season tickets sold out ever.
No.
At first, I had to process that.
And they had to create a wait list for tickets now, like the Packers do.
Yes, baby.
Now,
I'm so happy for this city. We deserve it. Go on.
Oh yeah, they do. Now, Packers season tickets, there's like 137,000 people on the wait list. Like,
yes.
You could put your child on the Packers wait list when they're born tomorrow, and they may not get tickets till they're 100 years old.
People do that
season
when they
tickets.
Have a kid born. They put them on the list. I know people that have done that.
Yeah, yeah. So now they will officially have a wait list for Bucks season tickets. They have not done that yet. First time ever. They used to have to like knock down people's doors to get them to buy season tickets. Do you remember that?
Yes. And if you don't understand what a successful sports team does for our economy and our city, you're on crack. We're here to tell you it's great.
Yeah.
This is the best news ever. We want a good sports. This brings people here, first of all. It makes people travel here to see games, right?
Yeah.
There's so many ways it helps us. And what a great way to come together in a positive way for Milwaukee for once. We have so much negative out there. This is like a happy... How can you not love Giannis? We don't have one jerk on this team.
Right.
How can you not love this team?
It crossed barriers. It didn't matter what side of what color you were, what political stance you had. Everybody was together for the Bucks. It was great.
I'm so happy for them, and I'm happy for that team, and I'm having all the feels, Riggs.
Yeah, and as someone who even poo-pooed the new stadium, I was like, we don't need a new stadium.
You
That's
did?
Ridiculous. Yeah, I was like,
Why?
We don't need a new stadium. I was like, I love the Bradley Center, but then I saw it being built and everything that came around it, and I was like, okay.
They knew.
This makes sense.
The championship was coming,
That's
and
right.
now that it's here, we're prepared for what that arena needs to be able to handle, and I love it.
Yeah, so they're moving forward. They won their first game last night, so they're back on track to 1-0, undefeated.
Our sports guy said to me, I think they're going to do it again. I go, what?
Why not?
He goes, it's looking that way. I go, don't jinx us. Huh? But okay.
Chris Middleton said, pretend like you didn't win last year and just move forward and win another one.
Right.
That's all you got to do. So congrats to the Bucks. And if you want season tickets, you're going to have to wait for them now.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
He changed his name, everyone.
Oh.
It's official and it's legal. Kanye West is now Ye. He calls himself Ye, but on
we
this
call
show,
it Ye. We'll always be known as that.
He went into a courtroom in LA. The judge approved his request. He has no last name, no middle name. Just Ye.
Okay.
Kanye Omari West, his full legal name prior, is gone. It's just Ye.
Yay. All right.
I'm going to change my name just so I don't have to fill out forms. Adding your first and last name takes longer.
It does.
Middle name. Imagine if we could just be like, I'm going to change this to Al.
You could. So wait a minute. What if he fills out forms? Did he just put Ye?
I don't know, but it's not. He's not. Look. all seriousness is like, or all jokes aside, he's not the first person to change his name, especially with everything going on with people who are transgender or want to change their name, right? It's becoming more right. common. However, I don't know the answer to that, but my point is somebody out there does, trust me,
yeah.
how that works. But I don't think people that are, most people changing their names as far as gender choices, have it's they're not letting, they're keeping a full name, they're right. just changing their first name.
Like my brother changed his entire name, first right. and middle name.
It is Oliver now.
Oliver now.
Legally
Oliver Samuel,
changed
yeah.
his name.
Legally, yeah.
Legally, yes.
It's not just O or yay.
You know what?
What?
I don't know if I'm embarrassed or proud of this.
What?
I just blanked out on what Oliver's previous name was, which means it's worked.
Yeah, of course it is.
Because all I call him is Oliver.
Good.
I can't remember.
Let's tell that to my grandma.
I know you have lots of talks with your grandma about your brother. It's yeah. got to be hard talking yeah. to old people about
transgender issues.
Especially
when
imagine.
They're old and Catholic and conservative.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
The horror.
So Kanye changed his name. And
other than Riggs,
oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Enough about Riggs' personal family problems.
Yes. Kanye sucks. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs
morning.
And Allie. I need people that have vanity plates to explain themselves to me, please.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, mean in 2021?
Yes.
They were popular like 35 years ago.
I saw one yesterday. I took a picture of it and I wrote it down. Let me. What does this mean to you if you saw this license plate? And it's very much a vanity plate, I can tell. MBKSN6.
MBK...
MBKSN6.
Milwaukee Bucks in 6.
Yes.
Okay.
So I get that. But if
Milwaukee Bucks in 6.
If it were not on a Milwaukee Bucks license plate, I might have went and moved on with myself.
And didn't understand.
Like people pay extra money to have a vanity plate.
Mm-hmm. So, my mom did this to me in high school.
What did she do?
She got me a vanity plate on my 1979 Delta 88.
What did it say?
It said Alley 97 because I graduated and I had to drive that stupid plate around everywhere. I was like, I don't want people to know it's me. But there you knew it was me, man.
Yeah. But you only get a certain amount of letters. You don't get a whole paragraph or anything, so you have to keep it short. It's got to be something witty.
I can't believe I had a vanity plate.
You did?
It said Alley 90s.
So I want vanity plate people to call and explain themselves. What is it and what does it mean? I want to know. Why do you continue to do it?
It's their choice, their car.
I guess, but why? I just want to know what it says and what. Like maybe you had to change it or you wanted a certain vanity plate and somebody else had already taken it.
Oh, hell no.
Because I've heard that happens before.
Well, Alley 97 was free, Riggs. But I like this. So you saw MBKSN6.
Yeah.
Milwaukee Bucks in 6.
Which, okay, you had to spell it out, but I was like, oh, okay, I'll get MKE Bucks in 6. All right, so vanity plate people.
What's the deal?
What's the deal with you? Please explain yourselves. I just want to know. It is your right. You can totally do it. You have the money to do it. Go for it. But why? And what is the one that you use? Or if you've seen one on the road, that's fine too. 414-799-1037. Vanity plate people, explain yourselves to me, please.
Call now.
Yes. Hey, vanity plate people. I need you to explain yourselves, please. I'm curious. I have questions. I've never thought to get one because I was like, I don't want to spend the extra money. Mm-hmm. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, I
so
get it.
You, Allie had one back in the day. It said Allie 97.
I'm still mad at my mom to this day. She doesn't. We've never talked about it, but I had to drive that around that old, beat up 1979 Oldsmobile with personalized plates
to make it worse. People knew who you were when you rolled up, though.
They knew anyway.
Hey, it's Allie.
Oh, it's Allie, but there's also a plate to let us know. Sarah's in Kenosha.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Do you have a vanity plate?
I do.
Oof, explain yourself. What does it say?
My vanity plate says Popo.
P-O-P-O?
What?
P-O-E-P-O-E.
Okay.
P-O-E-P-O, Popo, yeah. Okay.
Popo. So my last name is Po, P-O-E, right?
Okay.
And it was a nickname. My friends called me that growing up, Popo.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I just never changed my vanity plates. So I got those plates a really long time ago, and I just never changed them.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's good luck because I never get pulled over by the cops.
Till now.
We're police.
They're like, hey, Popo. Popo supports us.
It's they're like,
right.
They think you're for... That's even funnier.
No, she's on our side. She's one of us.
We're like a police family.
That's what they think.
That's great. That's it.
All right. right. Popo is what you said.
She said they think we're a police family. I'm dying
they
right
might.
Now. It's hysterical.
Yes.
You play
they do. My husband's like taking it to get oil changes, and the people just assume that he's a cop. It's funny.
All right. Popo, I like it.
Sarah, one question before we let you go. How did they get Poe? Oh, because their last name was
her last
Poe.
Name.
Okay, that you told us that. Yep. Never mind. Moving on. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for calling, Sarah. Have a great day. Have a great day. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Amy in West Dallas.
Hi, Amy. Amy.
Hello. Amy. Hey,
hello.
Girl. Hey, we're here on the phone, girl. Tell us, what do you think of vanity plates?
Do you have one?
I personally don't, but my mom does.
Okay, please explain. What did it say?
What's it say? Yeah.
It's MSGTHPY.
Hold
say
on, say it again.
Say it again. I got to write it down.
MSGTHPY.
Massage therapy?
Yes, sir. You got it.
I wouldn't have gotten that. I wouldn't have gotten that.
MSGTHPY.
I would have said message. Therapy? message therapy? I don't
it's
know.
Okay.
So I'm assuming your
yeah,
mom is a massage therapist.
Her truck.
Okay.
Mm.
Is it a company
Somebody
vehicle?
I thought it said Microsoft get. I forgot what it was. It was, but somebody had thought it was Microsoft get something, and it was pretty funny.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it in a company vehicle that she drives for her massage therapy?
It's her own personal car.
Yeah. Okay. Smart.
And that's her, she has a business.
Okay, okay, great. So she is a marketer. She's into marketing, and I'm not hating on it, man.
No, and I get that, and that makes sense. That's a business expense, too. So
yeah.
That makes sense. Thank you for explaining it to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. People texted in. Thank
Appreciate
you for calling,
calling,
Amy. Oh, Briggs, you hung up on her, dude.
I did.
Yeah. You're so rude. Jeez.
With my fat, fat fingers.
Somebody texted in. My parents' plate says TD93, meaning Todd Deb, married in 93. Somebody All else right. said, my mom's LMAO, Junebug 88. She's a major NASCAR fan. Honestly, I don't even get the reference to the, what's the Junebug 88? Is that like a NASCAR
June
driver
bug.
Because of the car,
I
the Junebug?
So.
Like, somebody texted in and said, Dale Earnhardt Jr., they call him Junebug.
Oh,
now it's making so much more sense. So, full circle, thank you to whoever texted that in. Clearly, Riggs and I don't watch NASCAR.
Nope.
Have a great day.
No, thanks.
Riggs and Allie. Riggs and Allie. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.